USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Weather and staffing shortages entered a fourth day for American Airlines, with the top U.S. carrier canceling more flights on Monday to push the total number to nearly 2,300 canceled flights since last Friday. The airline said it canceled 340 flights, or 6% of its total planned flights on Monday. The airline said nearly 1,800 flight attendants are returning from leave starting Monday. Elections in 30 states take place across America today. Many polls are open at this hour, with various poll closing times. Some close at 6 p.m. local time, like Indiana and Kentucky, and some will stay open as late as 9 p.m. local time, like New York and North Carolina. Colorado and Oregon have all mail-in balloting. 80-year-old Reverend Jesse Jackson was hospitalized Monday after hitting his head in a fall at Howard University. Mr. Jackson was there on behalf of students protesting campus living conditions. USA Radio News.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now, so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
With Washington's divisive climate, every vote matters to getting something done. So when West Virginia Senator Democrat Joe Manchin held a press conference Monday, people listened.
A key Democratic senator says holding the bipartisan infrastructure bill hostage isn't a good idea.
Holding this bill hostage is not going to work in getting my support for a reconciliation bill.
West Virginia's Joe Manchin saying he won't support the larger bill without understanding how it impacts Americans and the economy. Manchin claiming he has worked in good faith with top Democratic leaders, including Biden, and he won't negotiate in the public eye. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
As videos are emerging out of Scotland showing President Biden falling asleep at the self-described critical climate summit, former President Trump accused Joe Biden of not caring about the global warming hoax. Trump issued a statement blasting Biden shortly after a video emerged that appeared to show the president closing his eyes for about 30 seconds while watching the summit in Glasgow, Scotland. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Gloria Allred, the attorney for Mamie Mitchell, the script supervisor on the film Rush, told Newsmax that many questions still need to be answered before final conclusions are reached as to what caused the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins.
Some of the details are coming out, not only from the sheriff, and that's unusual for a sheriff to do as many interviews as this sheriff has done, but also through the intensive investigations being done by the LA Times, the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and Variety, and many others. So we're learning a lot, but there are many pieces to this puzzle that need to be put together. From my client, who is Mamie Mitchell, who was the script supervisor, and Eric, she was standing very close to Helena, the director of photography, who was so tragically killed, when that gun shot Helena, causing her death, and also that bullet went through to the director, Joel, who and the bullet was into his shoulder, into his clavicle. So this has been a traumatic event. Speaking of trauma, to my client, because that bullet might have hit her, because she was so close to Helena. But fortunately, she had the presence of mind, even though she was in shock, to run out of the church. She was the first person, as we know, to call 911, and her voice is on that recording.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.